Now, here are some of the letters received at the Evening News during the past week. Glyn DJ Linder from Frettenham believes AI, artificial intelligence, has its limitations. I consider myself to be reasonably intelligent, but I am finding some of the statements being made by an increasing number of MPs from the government about this new phenomenon, artificial intelligence, somewhat baffling. According to many of them, AI, whatever that is, will revolutionise everything, including healthcare, education, finance, manufacturing, and a whole host of other things. I didn't, however, see any mention of addressing the massive spiralling debt, which is increasing by the day due to what I believe is the futile net zero obsession. Even the wonderful AI can't cope with that.
Lynn Atkins from Norwich asks, what modern life is coming to with the spread of parking apps? My very distraught neighbour has come and had a chat with me while I was reading my newspaper on the veranda. She said, I wonder what life is coming to that you need technology to survive. It was her 85th birthday last week, and her brother, aged 73, took them both to a visit to their favourite restaurant of theirs by the sea. However, the car park apps to download were too complicated for them. Being people over 70, which meant they could not enjoy their favourite restaurant and drove to another one. Is it possible for elderly people to get a technology disability parking permit and avoid a ticket? Personally, I have worked with computers for 40 years and do not want to download any apps either. But I have a bicycle.
Marilyn Aldous from Attleborough thinks she has spotted history being rewritten. Having watched the very informative programme about the rebuilding of Norwich Castle, I note that the credits at the end thanked, among others, Norwich City Council and Norwich County Council. Does Channel 4 know something we don't?
Ian MacDonald from Billericay gives us his ingredients for a perfect day. Mike Hicks's article about Victorian bathing machines and our modern love for beach huts made me wonder what we really need to enjoy a perfect day at the British seaside. There must surely be fish and chips, sandwiches and a 99 ice cream, possibly accompanied by a stick of rock or candy floss. All washed down with a cup of tea in the Seaview Cafe or from our own thermos flask before people watching from a deck chair on the beach or outside our beach hut. We must, of course, always allow for the inadvertent sacrificing of some food to a swooping gull. Beach essentials will include costumes bought specially for the day, sunglasses, suntan lotion, a towel, and of course a bucket and spade for mud pies and sandcastles. A beach ball might distract youngsters from their mobile phones and the amusement arcade on the pier for a short time at least. A windbreak is advisable in case it clouds over. Depending on which resort we've chosen, donkey rides, a Punch and Judy show, a horse and carriage jaunt along the promenade, and a surfboard might also be entertaining. Enjoy the day.
Steve Mackinder from Denver ruminates about lost things. Doug Fulcher wonders what today's youth will reminisce about, and I fear it'll be mostly about lost things too. Doug recalls oil lamps, outside toilets, and well water. Today's kids will talk about the last time we saw a butterfly or swallows gathering on telephone wires, finding a blackbird's nest or a big black great crested newt. Will they fondly remember when we had open farmland instead of retail parks or places where there was still absolute silence for a time. I fear for the future, looking at the crass and indiscriminate development of our county, and know a day will come when we realise it's all too late to change it, and today's children will look back at what our current leaders are doing to our county and wonder at our stupidity.